human trafficking has no boundaries at all. It doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter what age, orientation, tax bracket. We see it across all boundaries.
Sarah Lefevers with the Chamber is one of the organizers of the Circuit 1 Human Trafficking Task Force Summit at Olive Baptist Church. The task force is one of 29 across Florida, generally set up along judicial circuit lines per state law, as the Florida Alliance to End Human Trafficking.
They realized that they needed some grassroots efforts as well, so they formed the task forces. Our Circuit 1 task force is Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. And basically, our job is to work alongside of law enforcement to help report, give tips to them. If we see something, we say something, but also to raise awareness.
Florida was third in the nation in the number of calls to the National Human Trafficking Hotline in 2018, with almost 1,900, behind only California and Texas. 52 of the calls came from Circuit 1 and all involved minors, according to the Department of Children and Families.
We have the I-10 corridor, which makes it very easy for traffickers to come in and out of the panhandle. We saw on New Year's Eve the two that were arrested on I-10 for trafficking. It's very prominent for people to come across our geographical boundaries. We have our ports that go in and out of the country. There are a lot of different factors that play into that.
Julio Moreno and Jose Hernandez were arrested during a traffic stop on Interstate 10 on suspicion of human trafficking after state troopers found two people hiding inside their vehicle. As mentioned, the summit is set for Olive Baptist Church Friday evening. Lefevers says the date, January 10th, is not coincidental.
January 11th is actually National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, and Saturday was just hard to get everybody to an event like this with everybody being so busy. So Friday night just seemed to be the logical time. A lot of people can make that after work. We also want it to be available for teenagers to come.
Keynote speaker is Aaron Collins, executive director of the organization In Trafficking Incorporated, which Lefevers says is the direct support wing of the Florida Alliance to End Human Trafficking.
There are a lot of organizations across the state of Florida trying to eradicate human trafficking, but they need some support, financial or resources. And so they came up with In Trafficking Incorporated to support the task forces and the organizations that are on the ground fighting this fight.
Three speakers will host breakout sessions. Sarah Peacock with One More Child will discuss bridging the gap with law enforcement. Bradley Lord with the Lakeview Center has trauma-informed care in human trafficking. And Brad Dennis with Class Kids will offer Human Trafficking 101.
We are excited for that because that will be an opportunity for someone who maybe is not familiar with human trafficking or what it looks like here in the panhandle. They can go to that breakout and get that understanding. Human trafficking has several different variations.
Thanks to Hollywood, Lefevers says people believe human trafficking happens in some other countries through movies such as The Taken franchise starring Liam Neeson.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
We want people to be aware that it's not always that abduction and taken out of the country and sold into slavery. It's kids that go to school and ride the school bus with your kids. They sit in the classroom. They play sports.
And there are signs that a child or adult could be victims of human trafficking.
They may start staying out late at night with someone that the parents aren't necessarily super familiar with, or they're always on their phone, or they have two phones, or they suddenly become isolated and they don't hang out with their friends, and there are signs of physical or sexual abuse. We want people to be vigilant about what to look for, and when you do see it, how to report.
Once again, the Circuit 1 Human Trafficking Task Force Summit will be at Olive Baptist Church Friday evening from 7 until 9 o'clock, with the doors opening at 6:30. If you suspect a trafficking case, you can call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888 or text to 233-733. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.